Chuck Farley.
Mike Papa.
And Lindy.
Lindy with your water bottle.
There it is.
You have to put the handle just right. What? Snaps
snap, it. Snap two.
What happened here?
What?
I'm all, like,
not enough. He's all, you didn't prep before the show.
I did put my headset on.
Well, that's a start.
There we go. All right, I'm done.
Woo, I'm free. Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
Not do I.
Welcome to another episode of We're Sorry, Did We Offend You?
No, we're not.
Yeah, we're not. Speaking of offending people, so last night at the Dodger game,
okay,
they honored the
Sisters of the Perpetual Indulgence or whatever it was.
Yeah, whatever the fuck those dumbasses are.
Yeah.
Did you see the crowd when they were honoring them?
There was like two people.
Yeah. And did you hear them? Did you watch the video?
No.
The two guys in the back. Woo!
I heard about it. You got it? You have the video?
No. I saw it
on the internet last night that there's like they did it pretty much in front of an empty crowd, and there were a couple of guys, you just hear them booing.
Yeah.
Also, though, did you hear about what was going on outside of the stadium?
Yeah, there was like 30,000 Catholics blocking
the streets to get into the stadium.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
There's a big video there on Vin Scully Drive blocking it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, good for them.
Yeah, exactly.
I think the Dodgers may have screwed up on that one.
Yeah, you think?
We're trying to be inclusive.
Well, you can be inclusive without.
Okay, so here's the thing. Mm-hmm. So if we have a group that burns Korans or makes fun of Muhammad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean we can now go get honored by the Dodgers? Because this trans group basically is making fun of Catholics,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Denigrating them. So, okay, so if you have a group that makes fun of Muhammad or a group that, you know, makes fun of Jews or makes fun of Mormons or whatever,
mm-hmm.
so fair game, right? I mean, that's the way I see it. Dodgers just opened up a Pandora's box.
Right. Yeah. Well, I was reading the other day where Major League Baseball, they quietly told the teams to take the fucking pride stuff off, but the Dodgers didn't do it, and neither did San Francisco.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, because there's a lot of backlash. People are getting tired of this pride stuff being literally shoved down their throat.
Yeah, they are, dude. I mean, if you read through Twitter, that seems to be the consensus. It's like, stop demanding that we, or saying we owe you. We don't owe you shit for being gay. We don't owe you shit for being transgender.
Well, exactly. And you know, for the longest time, you know, the LGB, like, you know, the three-letter acronym, you know, mm-hmm. lesbian, gays, and bisexuals.
Mm-hmm.
They had that, we want equal rights. You know, we just want, you know, to love and marry who we want to marry. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Got it. You know?
And your president, by the way, said at the time that
he opposed gay marriage.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. You weren't allowed to marry, and there were certain civil unions or legal protections that heterosexual married couples had that you didn't have.
Right.
Great. Got it. So now they have those protections.
Yeah.
So what rights do you not have that the rest of us have?
Yeah. What is a gay right?
Right. Whoa.
So here's the Dodger thing last night.
Okay.
Did he say Sister Chlamydia? Is that what he called it?
Maybe.
I don't know.
It burns. It burns.
I don't know. But so all I know is like, so there's the video out there, and there's like fucking nobody in the stands, right?
Uh-huh.
And then you have this video outside of all the fucking
protesters.
Well, let's see here.
Who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Amen.
Yeah, I mean, they're just filming people.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
So you said how many were out there?
There was about 30,000, I think.
Were there any fires?
Why? No, not that I know of.
Were there any looting?
No.
Nothing got burned down?
You know, but you know what's funny is you look at the crowd, it's a large Hispanic crowd, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because Hispanics are devout Catholics.
Yeah. Right?
And who's the biggest fan base for the Dodgers?
Hispanics.
Yeah, they fucking stepped in it, man. The Dodgers fucking stepped in it, and it's funny. It's fucking funny. I can't wait to see what the fucking Diamondbacks did.
Los Diamondbacks.
So then you got this. There, you got this person. For those questioning my observation regarding the empty stadium for the Sisters' Perpetual Indulgence, it was a comparison of how there were thousands of Catholics protesting outside. 4.45 hours before the game was set to begin, the Dodgers have one Pride night. Where were the supporters for the Sisters' Perpetual Indulgence inside? Also, the Dodgers. But then they show it, you know, and I saw a guy going, there were 49,000 people there last night. Yeah, there were 49,000 people there last night for the game. They didn't go in for the bullshit where they honored this fucking dirtbags.
It would have been better if the Catholics just shut down the entrance completely and didn't allow anybody in for the whole game.
Yeah, but then we're stooping to the levels of...
So?
Yeah.
You want to send a message?
Right. Well, I think the message got sent.
You know?
I really do think the message got sent, like, loud and fucking clear.
But what this goes back to, you know, what rights are they actually looking for? And it's, you know who's ruining it for everybody? And that's why you have these groups like Gays Against Groomers now?
Mm-hmm.
Because these fucking, the Transformer people,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And the teachers and the politicians who are pushing all this shit down your throat.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard somebody say this, and I forgot who, but it's probably dead on the money. The medical community.
Mm-hmm.
The medical community is behind this. Why? Because
money.
Money. Because if they get the drugs, the you know, puberty blockers, all the drugs that are on, the transition surgeries, it's all elective surgeries. It's all money.
Uh-huh.
So follow the money. The medical profession, the pharmaceutical profession, they're probably giving money to the teachers' unions. The teachers' unions are pushing this as we need this as a social agenda. Mm-hmm. We have to be inclusive. You know, so it starts at the colleges and teaching the next generation of teachers. We got to be inclusive. We got to transition them.
Mm-hmm.
Who's getting the fucking money?
Yeah.
Money, 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 money. And, mm-hmm. you know, everyone in the world is laughing at us. It's like they remove God from the schools.
Mm-hmm.
They remove God from everything. And now they're pushing this bullshit.
Yeah, that's funny. Well, you can't say, make my kid say God. But they can show them pride flags and Black Lives Matter flags. And
your teacher can help them transition to transgender,
mm-hmm.
but I can't have my teacher transition them to be a Christian. Why not?
Yeah.
You know? So, well, separation of church and state. You know, this tranny bullshit's becoming a religion to you, just like climate change. It's becoming a religion, so we need to separate that from the schools, too.
Mm-hmm.
No, follow the science. Fuck you.
Oh, where was I just watching the other day? Oh, I was watching, I was on Breitbart, and there was a congressional hearing, and they had Kristi Noem, I think, and the governor of Wyoming, and they were talking about the Bureau of Land Management and how the federal government wanted to take over these lands, these public lands in the states, right, and take it away from the states, which, I'm totally against.
Yeah.
Something happened out there. Somebody's not happy.
We got some excitement going on here.
But so they talked, you know, and it was funny because they're asking these guys questions, and the Republicans are all like, yeah, you know, this is wrong. We shouldn't be doing, you know, the federal government shouldn't be doing this. This is a state's rights issue, blah, 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 blah. Of course, all the Democrats are like, no, well, you know, our
counterparts on the opposite side of the aisle, you know, they got this all wrong. You know, it's Native American lands, blah, 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 blah. And, but this fucking dumbass broad from fucking New Mexico, Democrat from New Mexico, first of all, you could tell she was scared shitless to talk, right? But she kept saying, she goes, you got to follow the science and
blah, blah, blah. Is that the Indian lady, the glasses, Deb Haaland or something like that?
It might be, yeah.
She's a Secretary of Interior. She's from the Navajo Nation, I think.
Okay, whatever.
Right, but she's a fucking idiot.
And then she goes, and then for some reason she started blaming Donald Trump, you know. She goes, well, the previous president, he's under indictment right now. What's this got to do with the price of eggs in fucking China and following the fucking science?
Yeah.
First of all, and she never asked one fucking question. She just expanded basically on her.
Trump.
Yeah, blame it on Trump. It was funny because then the next guy was asking questions and they asked the mayor of or the governor of Wyoming, and she goes, yeah, well the previous speaker doesn't know anything. And then Kristi Noem basically said the same thing, that she was a dumb shit basically without calling her a dumb shit.
They need to just call it out.
Yeah.
You know, that's
but then you got people like Jerry Nadler. Remember when Candace Owens said something, I forget, someone said something to her, and she goes, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And
he's like, you can't call our members stupid. Yeah, I didn't call you stupid. I call that statement stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
What gets me is they get on the high and mighty. They can say whatever comments they want about you. They can call you a name. They can call you an idiot, whatever.
Yeah.
But if you call that, well, you can't disparage and talk down about a member of Congress. Why? Because you got elected? If you're a fucking idiot, you're an idiot.
Yeah. And last time I checked, you guys work for us.
Right.
You're not our leaders. I'm sure you guys are. I sound like a broken record.
I know. But see, and I've said this 100 times before, too, and this goes back to exactly what you're saying with the states' rights versus federal rights.
Mm-hmm.
The federal government, the roles have gotten reversed. I mean, that was, it was about Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the Department of Justice has now determined that the Minneapolis police policies had systemic problems, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
So now they need a consent decree to where the federal government needs to come in and go over policing. Why? Why is the federal law enforcement agency the supreme know-all for law enforcement?
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Well, once again, we have 50 independent states.
Mm-hmm.
The states have their own laws.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
The states can enforce those laws how they see fit.
Yeah. The states have their own constitution.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the federal government is an umbrella for interstate commerce and things that go across. So like they recognize a driver's license from Arizona and Kansas.
Yeah.
Or, you know, making it easier to transport goods to and from without having to produce tariffs and taxes like they do from foreign countries, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the federal government is for that. The federal government should not be able to come into Arizona. If I was a governor of Arizona or a chief of police of one of the departments out here,
yeah,
and I had the feds come in and say, your department is it. I'm like, fuck off. Go pound sand.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to. Well, you're not going to get federal funds. Then fine. Don't give me fucking federal funds.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You can pound sand right the fuck over to California,
mm-hmm.
right, and tell them how to run things. And if that's the case, take your FBI, your ATF, take all your fucking federal agencies, and just leave Arizona out of the union then.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's getting to that point, it's like, if you want to have federal protections, give us the federal protections as a union of states. You are not the end-all, be-all fucking dictatorship, governorship of everybody. They've way overstepped all their roles in everything they do.
Mm-hmm.
I really think that all the states should withhold federal taxes to the federal government. Why? Why are we paying you? We collect the taxes. Why are we giving you the federal taxes when you don't represent us anymore?
Right. And then you take our taxes and give them to foreign countries.
Mm-hmm. You know, if anything, I should have the majority of my taxes going to the state and the federal government taking a small percentage instead of the opposite way.
Yeah, exactly.
So why haven't we looked at that?
It's a good question. Because the feds think they run everything.
You know, so it's Yeah, these tax laws are fucked up. It should be the state first, federal government gets the small percentage. Well, you know, if we're actually able to reverse that, you watch how they change their fucking tune on everything. So, anyways, my soapbox moment for at least for the next 5 minutes. Yeah. All right, what else you got for us, Chucky?
So, I don't know. Do you want to wait and talk about Trump getting indicted?
I guess we can. I'm just going to take up. That's probably going to take up.
That's going to take a while. So,
well,
let's talk about. Let's talk about.
The 95.
Yeah, you want
to? No, but that's too good to fucking pass up.
Dude, what happened to my thing?
Oh, here. Yeah, let's talk about. Let's talk about the dream queen here, Biden. The fucking idiot that he is, right? Okay. I don't know where the speech was, but listen to this and tell me what's wrong with this.
All right. God save the queen, man.
All right, that was like yesterday.
I know. I heard that.
Okay, dude. She died.
Yeah, but why are we God save the queen?
Yeah, I don't know. But he's like way off. So he had some event the other night. Oh, yeah.
It was some kind of gun thing, right?
Yeah, I think so. Did you see that he hosted a movie on the White House lawn the other night?
No. Which one was it? Weekend at Bernie's?
No, Flaming Hot. The Eva Longoria made a movie about the guy who invented the Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Mm-hmm.
So he hosted it.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was giving her a hug, right?
Mm-hmm.
The way he fucking groped her.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
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 She had to move his hand off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He grabbed her boob.
Yeah. And it's like, people let him get away with this shit.
I'm serious, honey. He grabbed her right in the boob.
Yeah, I saw it.
Did you?
Yeah.
She should have fucking slapped him. Dude. Should have fucking hauled off and belted him.
Oh, she wouldn't, because then it would have brought scrutiny on them.
Yeah, but she could have said, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why'd you touch my boob for?
Yeah.
So, it's just, it's been a crazy week, just even without Trump being indicted.
Oh, all the shit that happened with the FBI and stuff. But here's what Mike was talking about 9 to 5.
Okay.
Well, here's John Fetterman introducing Joe Biden to talk about Highway 95.
Okay.
And now I'm standing next to the president again, next to a collapsed bridge here. And he is here to commit to work with the governor and the delegation to make sure that we get this fixed quick, fast as well, too. This is a president that is committed to infrastructure. Yeah, and then on top of that, the jewel law of the infraction bill that is going to make sure that there's going to be bridges all across like this, all across the America getting rebuilt.
Bridges like this? The one that collapsed? infraction. Oh, he key and friction, man.
Oh, very, very good. Well, this is how it started in Congress.
Okay.
Unless you have this one.
I don't have that one. That was funny.
Earlier today, some comments about the tragic accident on 995. And if you want to make any comments with respect to that, feel free. You're recognized.
Really like the, you know, the 95, you know,
kind of for Walmart.
You know, obviously that, you know, you're pretty much preoccupied with 95 and I certainly am too. And we know it's a major, artery, not just for Pennsylvania, but for the East Coast. And a lot of Pennsylvanians are worried that the delays and repairs bring to its standstill deal.
Okay, does he mean arterial?
It's a major artery, yeah. He said eatery, I think.
Eatery or something, yeah. 95.
Dude, I mean,
95, time for Wapner.
How the fuck did this guy beat Dr. Oz?
rigging election machines?
Yeah, exactly. The only way. Pennsylvania, you got what you deserve.
Yeah, if you guys vote, if you guys actually voted this in, then you guys get what you fucking voted in.
95.
Yeah, 95. 95.
How many toothpicks are in the bottle? 95. I'm not wearing my underwear.
It's time for Wagner. Go to Kmart. Gotta go to Kmart.
Dude. How? So, where's it at here? Changing subjects. Well, the media.
Okay.
Right? Whenever they get confronted by facts that go against their narrative, you ever notice how conveniently they, like, lose audio or something?
Oh, you're talking about the CBS?
Yeah. Nora O'Donnell, do you have that one?
Yeah. You want to hear it?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Nancy Mace or whatever?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's talking to...
Nora O'Donnell from CBS News.
Yeah. This is after the Trump indictment. And Trump was going to...
And then the attorney...
Wait, hold on.
But again, the FBI had access to those documents, they had access to those boxes, and they had access to all those rooms as well.
Congresswoman, the FBI did not have access to those documents. There was a subpoena for those documents. And then the attorneys Donald Trump said that they had given all of the documents over. And then that was not true. And then they had to have a raid.
I remember last summer.
Thank you so much, Congresswoman. I apologize about the audio issues.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You want to know the scary part?
I apologize.
Look at this.
We're having an audio issue, but Congresswoman, I thank you so much for joining us.
I pulled it up on my Twitter feed, and my audio or your audio is synced to my video perfectly.
Oh, really?
I was like, how the hell did that happen?
Yeah.
I'm sure. We're having audio. Yeah, I'm sure. Whenever it's something that opposite of what you're trying to push and peddle. Just like, what was her name? The fucking chick on MSNBC, Maddow.
Yeah.
You know, they wouldn't air, MSNBC and CNN wouldn't air Trump's statement after the arraignment because our network can be held responsible for
lies
or misinformation.
Really? Because you guys lie fucking every day.
Dude. I can pull up clips of everything about the vaccine stops here. Trump collusion. Trump is basically a Russian asset.
Mm-hmm.
All the lies they push. Why aren't they held accountable?
Mm-hmm.
If one of our like 20 listeners is a lawyer who wants to go out on a whim, I'll be the plaintiff. I want to sue MSNBC and Rachel Maddow, but using that statement about how they can be held accountable for lies, and then all the lies that they fucking pushed. Right?
Uh-huh.
Let's sue them.
Yeah.
Right? As a viewer, right, I feel that, I mean, I went out and I got, well, the vaccine, my job mandated it because of all the lies that were being pushed by the government and media. So why can't I can't sue the pharmaceutical people. I can't sue the government.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't I sue the media for pushing lies?
Right.
Right? So I'm game. I'm game for a lawsuit. I'll throw my real name on that lawsuit. Let's do it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Let's do it. I want to sue somebody. Let's sue somebody.
There's a few other lawsuits that I thought about there that would be fun to do that if I just need some lawyers with some balls.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, because, you know, if they win, they're coming after them, the lawyers. So they better make it worth their while.
Yeah. You know, I mean, better be some good money.
Right. I mean, that's the whole thing. These guys are so fucking vindictive.
Well, speaking of that, did you hear Dershowitz, what he said? I mean, I know we're a little early about the Trump shit, but did you hear what Dershowitz said? Here, let me pull this back up. This just came out the other way. Alan Dershowitz, who defended Trump in one of the impeachments, said there's a radical leftist group that's preventing Trump from getting good lawyers because of threats and harassment to have them debarred.
Threats and harassment from who?
There's a group called the 65 Project that has its goal to intimidate lawyers into not representing Trump or anyone associated with him. They have threatened to file bar charges against any such lawyers.
Okay, you have to have a charge to file against them.
So
what would the charge be? They're gonna make shit up?
So basically you talk about, you know, election interference, intimidation, and all that shit. all those lawyers at that 65 project, if they're actually intimidated, everyone's entitled to a defense.
Mm-hmm.
So aren't, isn't that threats and intimidation, isn't that a violation of our Constitution, the fact that they're trying to prevent someone from having a defense and having access to lawyers? That's the whole concept of our country and our Constitution and our law system. Are you looking up the 65 project?
Yeah, I'm looking to see what they are, who they, or what it is. InfluenceWatch.org.
They're all a bunch of fucking leftists.
It's a campaign targeting lawyers who aided attempts by then-President Donald Trump and his supporters to overturn the 2020 election results, using advertisements, threats of disbarment, and changing rules within the American Bar Association, ostensibly to deter future similar efforts.
Right.
Yeah.
So, if I ever see one of those guys on the street, I'm going to kneecap him, man. I'm sorry.
You heard it here first.
I'm serious. Right now, they're trying to fucking take the knees out of our entire justice system. Why can't I take one of theirs?
You can. I don't care. Do it. Do it.
I mean, they took a knee for BLM. They can take a knee for me, bitch.
Yeah, exactly. I'll take theirs. More like it.
So, anyways.
Okay, anyways. So before we get into Trump and stuff, so this week there were some other hearings on Capitol Hill with the FBI.
95?
No. Yeah. Might as well. I mean, seriously.
This deputy director guy?
Yeah, he's a fucking dumbass.
Yeah, he got fucking handled, dude.
Yeah, so here's a...
Is it Ted Cruz?
Not Ted Cruz. Here's a Marsha Blackburn.
Oh, I haven't heard this one.
Interviewing him. Because then it goes right to Hawley. Then we'll go right into Hawley, okay?
So, how are we doing, Linda? Are we going
to
go over?
And the FBI do your job to the
best.
Okay,
a little bit.
Here. Just listen to this real quick.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. You said in your response to Senator Cruz that you and the FBI do your job to the best of your ability. So why don't you tell me what your job is? Is it to defend and shield Joe Biden, or is your job to protect this country and the Constitution of the United States? Which is it?
The job of the FBI is to protect the country, keep people safe, and uphold the Constitution of our great country. Period.
So
that's what we work to do every day. Objectively, there are not two standards of justice. There is only one. It's applied equally to each and every person.
Practically, and by perception, there are two standards, very clear standards of justice in this country. We see it every single day. The American people see this every single day. They look at you and they see a politicized entity that is weaponizing an agency of the federal government against the American people.
That is not the FBI that I see, Senator.
That is not the FBI you see. There are a lot of good people that work for the FBI, but you have a political cabal there. So why did you decide to conceal the information in that revelation to the House Oversight Committee? Why did you redact all of that pertaining to the phone calls?
We have exceptional people within the FBI.
You're not
FBI,
answering
the
question.
Best.
Why did you redact that information?
And they work relentlessly every day to keep this
you
country safe and to protect people.
You chose not to reveal that the
period.
Calls were there, and Senator Grassley found it out anyway. Is that accurate?
With regard to the
You chose to redact it, yes or no?
We often redact documents to protect
sources and methods. So you chose to redact the fact that there are 17 voice recordings, two of those with the now president. You chose to redact that and not to give that to House Oversight.
I have
Is
no
that
idea
accurate?
If there are voice recordings or not. What I will tell you with respect to the
you
document,
have no...
the document was redacted to protect the source, as everyone knows.
Well, then,
and this is a question of life
my
and death,
time
potentially.
Has expired, but I think it would be helpful if when you came before us, if you were willing to answer the questions, it would help to remove the perception that the American people have, because this is what they see. They see you do it every day, and that is politicizing the FBI and using it against the American people who don't happen to be named Biden, Clinton, or one of the elites.
So it went right from her, right? And then Josh Hawley, I think he might have been next. So he got into it with this guy. I mean, Jess Holly's really starting to become like a favorite of mine.
I know. I like that guy.
So here, listen to this.
Stay with you. You just started to answer Senator Blackburn's question that not releasing the 1023 or talking about it as a matter of life and death. Question of life and death, you said. Explain.
It is potentially a question of life and death.
For whom?
With regard to the source of the information.
So, okay, so now we've confirmed that the document exists. That's progress because the FBI director initially denied that it exists. Why did he do that?
We have already and previously acknowledged the existence of the documents.
Yeah, after you first denied it. Now, when a member of this committee read it, right, the FBI director, let's just get the record straight. The FBI director initially said it doesn't exist. Then Senator Grassley said, I've read it. Then he said, oh, okay, well, gotcha. I guess it does exist. Now you're going back and forth with members of this committee, what's in it. Why don't you just release it? Is it classified?
The document is not classified.
Okay. Will you commit to releasing it?
Senator, we'll take that back, and we will work with you and this committee.
How about just a yes or no? Will you commit to releasing this unclassified document that alleges that the President of the United States, the President of the United States, has taken $5 million or more in bribes from a foreign nation?
The document has already been released pursuant to a subpoena to the House Oversight Committee.
Has it been released to this committee?
We will work with this committee within the parameters that are established to meet the request.
Will you release the document to the public? It's unclassified. Don't you think the American people have a right to see it?
Yes.
Senator, the document, as you know, contains sensitive information that has bearing on the life of the source of the
information,
potentially.
You can redact the source's name. We do this all the time.
In some instances, Senator, and I know you know this, that is not sufficient to protect people. And that's what we strive and work to do each and every day. And
bullshit.
I hope you would take that seriously, too.
Oh, I take it very seriously. But I also...
Okay, so he's, so that leads me to this one. This is just a continuation of it. So you'll recognize the first part of it.
We strive and work to do each and every day, and I hope you would take that seriously, too.
Oh, I take it very seriously. But I also take seriously the fact that your institution has repeatedly abused its authority, has repeatedly targeted political opponents. Your institution is the one that went to the door of pro-life protesters with SWAT teams to try and intimidate people because of their speech. Your institution is the one that treated parents as domestic terrorists because of their speech. Your institution is the one that, according to the court, the FISA court, ran 278,000 unwarranted, probably illegal queries on Americans, right? That was your institution, correct?
With respect to the compliance incidents, yes, some of the other things you cited, we can take them one by one. They are not.
Compliance, you would characterize the unlawful querying 278,000 times of American citizens as compliance issues?
We've said before, I've said that it's totally unacceptable.
Who's been fired for it?
Individuals involved are handled through the disciplinary process.
Who's been fired for it?
We have, in the case of the unintentional instance where something similar happened, we have fired people in the past.
I'm sorry, what does that word salad mean? The unintentional instance where what does that mean? Who's been fired for the 278,000 times that you improperly or illegally queried the database for American citizens? Anybody?
When we find intentional incidents.
Well, you're saying that the 278,000 queries were unintentional?
I believe that's correct.
Wow. 278,000 times American citizens' information was queried by your agency unintentionally? That's your testimony?
I would want to go back and check that, Senator. My understanding is that the vast majority of
That's different. You just said it was. You just said it was unintentional. Now it's the vast majority. Which is it? Do you know?
I would want to go back and check it.
So you don't know.
My understanding.
So that guy knew that Holly was setting him up. He goes, that's your testimony.
Yeah.
Because if that's his testimony,
mm-hmm.
He's under oath.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Um,
it was unintentional.
But then here's the problem. Here's the problem with this.
Yeah.
Here's a problem also with the threats of holding the FBI director in contempt of Congress, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're in contempt of Congress. You have to send the referral for charges to the DOJ and the FBI.
Yeah.
Are they going to press charges against their own? Oh, no, no, we don't see nothing. Nothing to see here.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
You know, whoa, squirrel. Yeah. You know, they're not going to fucking do their own people like that. They need to.
Yeah. I mean, there's Ted Cruz when Ted Cruz ripped into him.
Oh, dude, that was amazing.
That was a beautiful. I mean, we can play that. How much time we got?
You might as well. I mean, we're just breaking to get paid.
You know what? We're not getting paid by the breaks anyway. Fuck them.
It's 6 minutes fucking long, but this
that's
is
fine. Just break when you need the beer.
This is fucking beautiful. This is fucking beautiful. Yeah. Here's Ted Cruz. He just destroys this guy.
But we'll break it because I'm getting close.
Yeah. Okay.
Gentlemen, every day when I'm home in Texas, hear from Texans who are deeply dismayed about the growing politicization and weaponization of the Department of Justice and the FBI. If you are not, every one of you should be deeply concerned about the damage being done to the integrity of the institutions in which you operate. My office hears regularly from FBI agents and from assistant U.S. attorneys who are likewise concerned about the politicization and weaponization of the Department of Justice and the FBI, and this is profoundly damaging to the rule of law in our nation. Last month, a whistleblower brought to light the existence in the FBI of a report, an FD 1023, in which the informant alleges that President Biden and his family members engaged in a $5 million bribery scheme during his time as vice president. Deputy Director Abadi, is it true that the FBI has a report making those allegations?
I'm not going to comment on that, Senator.
And why is that?
I'm just not going to comment on information we've received, investigations, or
you
ongoing
owe an
matters.
Obligation to the American people to be candid about evidence of corruption by the President of the United States?
This is an area that I'm not going to get into with you, Senator.
Well, I understand you don't want to, and that's why people are mad at the FBI, because you're stonewalling and covering up serious allegations of evidence of corruption from the president. Yesterday, Senator Chuck Grassley stood on the Senate floor and alleged that there are 17 recordings of this informant from Burisma, Ukrainian natural gas company. 15 of them are recordings, voice recordings of him talking to Hunter Biden. 2 of them are voice recordings of him talking to Joe Biden. Deputy Director Abate, does the FBI have 17 voice recordings laying out evidence of a bribery scheme?
Senator, I would add also that we've worked with the House Oversight Committee.
Yeah, this is the Senate.
The
we're the other side of the Capitol. This is the Senate. Do you have those 17 recordings?
I'm not going to comment on any investigative matters, Senator.
See, that's the problem. The FBI, and I've had this conversation with Chris Wray, too. This is why you are damaging the institution. The American people have a right to know whether there is serious, credible evidence that the President of the United States took a $5 million bribe. And by the way, if it's false, Chairman Durbin just rolled his eyes. If Chairman Durbin were interested in the rule of law, we would have a hearing on these allegations. But of course, the Democrats don't want a hearing on these allegations. And to be clear, if the allegations are false, you know who could disprove them? Joe Biden.
Yep.
He could call for this to be released publicly. But the FBI is stonewalling. Would
two,
you agree?
Two things, Senator. No one's stonewalling. The 1023
you just said you refused
was provided
to answer the question.
In response to a subpoena.
Okay, then why'd you refuse to answer my question?
The pertinent information is there, and I reject your assertion that the FBI is politicized.
Why did you refuse to answer my question?
I just answered your question.
Okay, so yes, you have a 1023. Do you have the 17 recordings, yes or no?
I'm not going to get further into that.
So you're stonewalling. You can't say I'm not refusing to answer your question, but I won't answer your question.
I'm going to answer within the parameters that we operate in.
That's the problem. The FBI has right now an unlimited hubris that you believe you are unaccountable. You don't believe you're accountable to the United States Congress, and you don't believe you're accountable to the American people. and you are doing damage. The FBI is a great institution. When I go home to Texas, people ask me, should we abolish the FBI? Now, I tell them no, because you have heroes and patriots working for you that are catching child predators, that are catching terrorists. But you're sitting there happily erecting a wall to protect Joe Biden. Will you provide to this committee, not the House, the Senate Judiciary Committee, will you provide the FD 1023 and will you provide the 17 recordings so we can assess what is the evidence, the specific credible evidence that Joe Biden personally took a $5 million bribe from a foreign national?
Senator, we will work with this committee, you and other members, to provide the information within the parameters of the process.
Will you provide the FD 1023, yes or no?
I will take that back and we will work with our team.
So you're not answering that. Will you provide the 17 recordings?
We will take that back and we'll work with you.
So you're not answering that either. Did you investigate in any way, shape, or form these allegations?
Senator, once again, I'm not going to comment.
So you're not going to say whether you did your job?
We do our job to the very best of our ability.
Well, not here. You're not answering a single question to the American people. And you may think this is esoteric. I promise you, millions of Americans are concerned. You know who isn't concerned? Not a single Senate Democrat. We're going to go through this whole hearing. Not one Democrat will ask a question about this. You know who else isn't concerned? The corporate media, who is joining with the Democrats in covering up this evidence. If Joe Biden is innocent, the evidence should be made public and demonstrate that he's innocent. But if he is not, is it true this informant who alleged that he personally took a bribe was an informant the FBI had relied upon previously in other investigations? Yes or no?
In each and every investigation that we have, all the work that we do,
I asked you
expectation
yes or no
is that every logical avenue investigation be pursued.
I asked you a yes or
fullest.
No question. Are you going to answer it?
Yeah, I'm answering your question.
No, you're not.
Was the informant one you had relied on previously in other investigations, yes or no?
Senator, we run down every piece of information.
You're not answering it then. You're refusing to answer it. So you're refusing to answer the question.
To the fullest extent possible.
You're refusing to answer the question.
Senator,
is that
your
correct?
Time is expired. In all instances.
Senator, your time
is expired. It's disgraceful. It's disgraceful, Deputy Director Abate. Disgraceful.
Senator.
You know, that dude walked out of there. Went home
and cried.
Smoked a joint, slapped his wife, did something to get the steam. That dude got rode hard that day, man.
Dude, I know.
And you know, all of the staffers behind him are all fucking lawyers, and they're like, shit.
Dude, yeah. I mean, he. This is the thing. They ask you very simple questions: yes or no. Just answer yes or no.
Yes. But yes, have you noticed?
Do we have that document? Yes, we have that document.
But have you noticed it's that way with everything?
Mm-hmm.
Every agency mm-hmm. that goes in front of Congress that is responsible for oversight, the Congress has oversight.
Mm-hmm.
They had Walensky the other day.
Then take the money. Take
Walensky. Okay. She just quit from the CDC, or she's quitting.
She's quitting. Yeah.
She was under the
girl they're replacing her with is a fucking dumb as a rock.
So, but she was in front of Congress the other day. Let me see if I can find it on the break. But she was a little snarky little bitch.
I have that.
Do you?
Yes.
Right? So why does everyone think they can talk to Congress this way when Congress controls their funding? You know what? Once mm-hmm. again, Congress needs to grow some balls and just cut off their funding. Okay, yeah, we've appropriated the money and authorized the money, but we're going to stop it right now, and we're going to cut off the funding to this agency because your fucking director is playing fucking bullshit.
It's Jim Jordan, right? Talking to her?
Maybe. There's a few of them talking right
now. Here. This is Jim Jordan.
Why did you and the Biden administration mislead the American people?
You'd have to say more.
March 29th, 2021. Vaccinated people do not carry the virus. Vaccinated people don't get sick. We got that information from clinical trials, but also real-world data. It seems to me there are a number of statements you make in there that aren't accurate. Do vaccinated people carry the virus?
In March of 2021, the vast majority of data demonstrated that the vast majority of people were not getting infected if they were vaccinated.
That's not what you said. You didn't say the vast majority of people. You said vaccinated people do not carry the virus. Was that accurate?
It was generally accurate.
Generally accurate. Why not just be accurate? Why not just tell the American people the truth? Why don't you say to the American people just what you said to me? We're big boys and girls. We pay your salary. The government is supposed to be of the people, by the people, for the people. Why not just tell us the truth?
I was speaking.
Was 6 weeks later when you said if you were to get infected during post-vaccination, you can't give it to anyone else. Was that accurate?
What was the date of that?
May 19, 2021.
At the time, we had the Wuhan strain and then the Alpha strain. That was the Alpha strain that was circulating. That was generally true, yeah.
Generally true again? Why not again? Why not tell the American people this is generally true?
I couldn't tell you the exact data on the vaccine effectiveness of symptomatic disease and severe disease at the time. What I can tell you is that we generally saw that if you were to get infected after you had been vaccinated, that you were not carrying the virus by transmitting it to somebody else. You could not transmit it to others.
But we know that's not accurate.
It was at the time. Now, what
really?
Happened? Yes, in May of 2021, that was true for the Alpha variant. What happened?
Let me ask you about all the generals. Why did you?
So it wasn't the time. It was after the time we said it.
But see, okay, so this goes back to every head of government, every person in government, to include myself in the military. When I received training orders, I was in a position where I may be interviewed by the military or questioned by whatever, right? What she did, and I said this on the show before, it's called, there's a technique, and it's called block and bridge, right? So you ask me a question, I don't want to answer it, right? Well, you know, I'm not here to discuss it, but what I can talk about is this. What I can discuss is this. Or what I will answer, I'm not, you know, I don't have the data on that, but what I will say is this. She's blocking that question and bridging it to an answer that she wants to fucking give because she knows she's wrong.
Mr. Papa, that is not the question I asked you. And
well, I understand that, but what I can say is, so she's using the technique, but once again, these people need to understand, okay? If your funding comes from Congress and your authority as an organization exists because of something Congress did, right?
Yeah.
They created the CDC.
Yeah.
Right? They created the DOJ, the FBI.
Get rid of them all. Seriously, the minute one of them don't answer the fucking question, they're all gone.
Seriously.
So you're going to take down all these fucking innocent people with you.
You know what? Yeah. If you have a problem answering these questions in a public forum, if there's sensitive information, fine. Mm-hmm. Let's go behind. There's classified sections
of
Congress.
Let's go to the SCIF.
Right?
Yep.
You can do this behind closed doors.
Adam Schiff knows all about the SCIFs.
Yeah. You can answer these questions in closed door. Mm-hmm. But you're going to answer my fucking questions.
Yeah.
And if not, sorry, Charlie.
Yeah, exactly. You're done.
So, anyways, I think Lindy says it's time to break, and we need beer.
We need beer. So we need to take a beer break. Not a commercial break, but a beer break. We'll be right back. Hey, we're back. Did you miss us? We got beer.
But you didn't even know we were gone.
Didn't even realize we were gone. That's why we got beer and we did a bunch of other shit.
So, all right. So, yeah, we left talking about the...
We left you with Walensky.
Yeah.
So here's another audio bite. We're talking about Facebook.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This is funny. Let's listen to this really closely.
Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg said that during the COVID-19 pandemic, the establishment kind of waffled a bunch of facts and then asked for a bunch of things to be censored that, in retrospect, ended up being more debatable or true. Did the CDC work with Meta, or I like to call it Facebook still, to censor or otherwise alter any post?
Here's what I can tell you. The most important thing that has gotten us out of this pandemic, I think, is our vaccine and how well they work and how safe they are.
I understand that.
And it was really important that the American people understand how well they work and how safe they are.
I understand it.
But in terms of the communications, that is, again, something that I'm not going to speak to because it is currently under court.
So you're not going to answer the question?
It is currently under court litigation.
I hear that so much on everything we do. It's currently under investigation. Did the president take a bribe? Dr. Jackson is currently under investigation.
Okay. Well, why is that under investigation?
Or it's under litigation.
Why? Who's suing them?
I don't know. Yeah, who is suing them?
Yeah.
And can we sue them?
Yeah.
If that's the case, I want to sue them.
I want to sue them, too, because I think I got fucking put in jail one time for something I said.
Right. You know, and if you have a government agency, the government telling someone, you know, suppressing speech, First Amendment.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, whether it's Congress or not, it's the government.
Government. Yeah, CDC is part of the government. You're not a fucking special entity.
Well, once again, they think they are. And they think they're unaccountable.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the question is, mm-hmm. you look at all these former like FDA or CDC people, when they leave the office, they go work for Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna, or one of these big pharmaceuticals. Let's see where she ends up. Let's see where she ends up after where she's done with the government. She's going to be making millions somewhere.
Right.
So.
Okay, wait. So before we get into Trump, I'm going to play you a sound bite here. No. As a firearms guy.
Okay.
And this really pertains to something we were just talking about before the show.
Okay.
Just listen to your president of the United States of America.
Okay.
Made it harder for people to buy stabilized braces. Put a pistol on a brace, it turns into a gun. Makes it more, you can have a higher caliber weapon, a higher caliber bullet coming out of that gun.
What? The fuck is he talking about? Play that again.
Okay. Okay.
That is like, what?
Made it harder for people to buy stabilized braces. Put a pistol on a brace, it turns into a gun.
It
makes more. You can have a higher caliber weapon, a higher caliber bullet coming out of that gun.
Okay, you put a pistol on a brace.
Well, first of all, you said you make it harder to buy braces. No, you can buy a stabilizer brace. It's an accessory.
Yeah.
Then you put a pistol on a gun, on a brace, and it makes it a gun. and then it makes it shoot higher caliber.
Yeah.
The fuck? You know that. You know that part from, like, Billy Madison where they're doing the debate?
Yeah.
And that teacher says, you know, nothing you said makes any comprehension and we're all dumber for actually listening to you?
Yeah.
That is where we're at right now.
I figured you'd get a kick out of that. And then the reason was because we were talking before because I'm waiting for my free stamp to come back on my short barrel rifle now.
Yeah.
And, so I saw this, and okay.
I'm saying,
this dude. I mean, when he has no idea what he's talking about when it comes to firearms.
Well,
none. Okay. Do you know like how many people?
Sheila Jackson Lee is another one. There's something on the internet while we're talking about these guns and pistol braces too, and I don't know if I saved it or not. But she's another fucking dumbass idiot that just starts spewing shit. And you look at her like, are you fucking stupid?
Uh-huh.
And well, the answer would be yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes. Here's one of them. Hang on, let's see. Our whole office just lost brain cells. Okay, here. Let me see if I can turn this up. And
veteran can buy a brace any day of the year. You haven't lived until you see a shootout in your district between a criminal with a ghost gun. We don't need automatic weapons in the hands of civilians.
They're illegal.
There's no hunting purpose. There's no purpose. You can buy the brace without a background check. But when it becomes a dangerous weapon, when that brace changes the gun's legal status and makes it, in essence, the same that caused a mass shooting at a Boulder, Colorado supermarket, the stabilizing brace made and a shorter barrel made a pistol under federal gun regulations.
What you just said
there you go.
Is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Nip my foot while rocks, you know? Dude.
I'm sorry. Dude,
fucking Democrats.
Dude, then you got their followers, like, the, oh, God damn, yeah. Oh, holy shit, you know, like, David Hogg.
So what happens if I just start running around with just the pistol brace? Woo! Pistol brace!
Yeah, well,
stabilize your brace. Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God!
Yeah, don't put a pistol on it. Make it a gun.
fucking dumbasses!
Holy shit! He's got a gun now. He can fire whatever caliber he wants out of that son of a bitch.
who someone was talking about how stabilizing brace made it a 50 caliber, you know. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Are you? Oh, I think it was her. There was another thing with her talking about how she picked up a AR-15 and it was heavy as 10 boxes and it fired a 50 caliber. And you're just like, what?
Yeah.
No. No.
No. Yeah, no. It doesn't work that way, lady.
No.
Yeah.
But like you said, there are people that believe that shit.
Yeah. Because they have no idea. And they don't know how life fucking works. So they rely on the government. They get all their information from those fucking turd nuggets.
Yeah, I know. Dude, oh, my God. They're fucking idiots. Idiots.
You guys did not pay attention during fucking social studies, did you?
No, they did not. So, all right. What else we got here? Chucky.
What do we got before we want to go into...
To Trump?
Trump. You want to hear a couple dumbass comments from our fucking... press secretary?
No, I guess.
All right, here's one. She's talking about transgender.
Ooh.
About,
What would the president say to parents out there who have daughters, let's say in high school, for example, who are worried that their daughter may have to compete against a male, a person born male, and there could be a directly in physical athletic competition and worry about their daughter's safety?
So look, what you're alluding to is basically saying that transgender kids are dangerous. It sounds like that's what you're saying. Well, you're saying that their safety is at risk. Yeah, but you're laying out a broad example or explanation of what could potentially happen. A broad example explanation that is dangerous. That is a dangerous thing to say. That essentially transgender kids we're talking about are dangerous.
Okay. First of all, he never fucking said that. You said it.
True. He never said it. She did.
Uh-huh.
But number two, uh-huh. Loudoun County, Virginia.
Yeah.
Transgender student raped another student in the bathroom.
Two.
Twice.
Yeah.
He raped two females.
Yeah.
Claiming to be a female. Mm-hmm. So are transgender students dangerous?
Yes.
At times they can be.
But
what he was asking about, though, was sports.
Right.
You have a biological male
right.
competing against a biological female in a
right.
sport.
Uh-huh.
And if it's a full contact sport or whatever,
uh-huh.
could that biological male, who, based on genetics,
right.
is physically stronger,
right.
could that injure a female?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what he was getting. Yeah, but she's the one that said... Ooh, that's dangerous.
Danger.
Okay, I want to see her fight a transgender female.
Okay, so if Conor McGregor shaves his beard,
yeah,
and puts on some fake boobs,
right, and puts some makeup on,
I want to see them go at it.
Me too, and because it's not dangerous, and they're about the same size.
Of course, he's got his own controversy this week.
I know, he fucking apparently raped somebody.
Yeah, but there's now TMZ sports footage
uh-huh.
of him and the girl. He's like holding her hand going into the bathroom together. She's not fighting going in.
Okay, but...
But she's also claimed, her story has changed. She's claiming that she was able to elbow him in the ribs and get away.
Uh-huh.
Conor McGregor,
uh-huh.
you can elbow, a female can elbow him in the ribs and get away?
Yeah, exactly.
What? Really?
Yeah, MMA championship.
Yeah. So, anyways.
So here's Crazy Pierre again.
Crazy Maisie.
Talking. I don't know who she's talking to. This. I don't know who this fucking clown is. Looks like a darker Don Lemon. But listen to what
Don Ripe Lemon.
Listen.
A year in this role, there's been a couple of things that has made me incredibly proud. Many things that made me incredibly proud to be at that podium during this historic moment. Again, this is a historic administration. I'm a historic figure, and I certainly walk in history every day, but this is...
I'm a historic figure. So it's all about her.
Okay.
No.
How is she historic? Anybody?
Because she's the first black gay lesbian.
Doesn't make her historic.
No, it doesn't. You're a fucking press secretary. That's your job.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I don't give a fuck who you sleep with, what your color is.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. What?
You're not historic. Well, yes, she is. She's historically stupid.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. Well, that, I'll give you that one.
Right?
Yeah.
I thought Saki Bomber was bad. Right? Saki Bomber is just a fucking evil bitch. This chick is stupid.
Dude, as the year is, you can see it. She's getting angrier and fucking angrier and fucking angrier. Like, she doesn't answer questions. She just, like, rolls her, closes the book, walks off.
Yeah.
Even though she don't know how to read the book.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, the book.
The president's been very clear. That's all she knows how to say. The president's been very clear on this.
Yeah. No, he hasn't. That dude's not clear. Have you listened to him talk?
He said, God save the queen. What's he clear about? Is he seeing ghosts? Is it his time?
Did you say queer or clear?
So, it's just, oh my God. This whole administration, you got like the continent of Africa, like certain leaders, like every leader in Africa is telling the U.S., we're not your playground. Leave us the fuck alone. You have the Prince of Saudi Arabia, who had a meeting with Senator Blinken, the Secretary of State, who said, I'm going to ignore everything he fucking wants because I don't give a fuck about the U.S. anymore. Right?
Mm-hmm.
These guys are making us irrelevant on the world stage. Right. Now, part of me is like, is that really a problem?
Right.
Because why are we involved in everybody's business? But the end run is this. The more we allow Russia and China to have that dominance around the globe, right? It allows resources. Like, China's going after resources. They're going after all the fucking mines, all the material.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They're going after all the strategic locations. They're partnering up with Russia, right? If USA said, fuck it, we're done. We're just going to mind our own fucking business. Those countries are going to team up eventually to try to come for us because we're sitting on a fucking resource like unbelievable.
Right, yeah.
But our fucking environmentalists and tree huggers and everything else are like, oh, no, fucking kumbaya. You know?
Yeah. So, hey, so one of our listeners sent this clip in to us.
Happy Juneteenth. Please have a seat. Please have a seat. Just and to my divine laugh. Nine family.
What'd you say?
Good evening, everyone.
Wait. What? She's celebrating Juneteenth.
Okay,
right?
Yeah. This was set on. This was June 13th.
Okay.
I thought Juneteenth was the day after tomorrow.
It is Monday, and it's a federal holiday, dude.
Yeah, but I don't have it off.
That's because your work sucks. The military gets a day off, dude.
Yes, I'm not gonna have to celebrate it, you fuckers.
But here's my question.
Yeah.
She's up there laughing and giggling like Juneteenth and slavery. Yeah. Didn't her family own slaves?
Yeah, that's why she's laughing. That's exact. I mean, first of all, she just starts laughing for no fucking why.
Why exactly?
Why?
Someone said that the White House or the government was trying to reform her image.
Uh-huh.
That appearance just fucked it up.
Hey, by the way, speaking of the White House, did you see the fucking gay thing they had this week?
The flag?
No, not the flag. Well, the fag? I mean, flag? The gay thing. Gay pride event.
The tranny event with the dude flashing his titties?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the male, the female, and the female, the male.
Yeah.
Up there topless on the White House lawn.
Yeah, that's now apparently been banned.
So they've been banned ever from going back to the White House.
Yeah.
But, you know, everyone's been like, restoring decency and honesty and integrity to the White House. Good job, Joe.
Yeah.
You know, I have to admit, though, for a dude,
yeah,
those were some nice tits. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
I mean, they're bought and paid for sure.
See, look at them right there. I mean, but, dude, they're attached to an ugly motherfucker.
Oh. But.
It's like Brittany Griner. Looks like a white Brittany Griner with boobs. Dude, but yeah, now she. she's all butthurt, or it's all butthurt, or whatever you want to fucking call it.
Yeah, well, coming out like, I still live in my truth, and,
Well, that was like Pat right there.
Yeah. It's that time of the month. What's that? Bills. Remember that? You remember when Saturday Night Live used to actually make fun of that shit?
I know. Yeah, but, oh my God. So, then, but the thing, whole thing about that event that day was the flags that they had flying on the White House. They
violation had, of the U.S. flag code.
Yeah, they had the gay flag at in the center.
At the position of prominence.
Right, and it was at the same level as the American flag. Right. Yeah.
Which it should have been, the position of prominence should have been the U.S. flag.
Uh-huh.
And they could have had two pride flags on each side of it at a lower position.
At a lower position, correct, yes.
So.
Joe's a fucking tard.
It's not Joe.
But he gets the blame.
He's responsible.
He's responsible.
He's responsible.
He's the one that fucking brings these fucktards in.
Right. He's responsible.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he's. I think that he just shows up and he fucking reads what they tell him to read. Joe, stand here. Stand on this mark. Stand on this X.
Dude,
read this card. Okay, here's who you're going to ask next. Hey, Chuck U. Farley over here in the red shirt.
Yeah.
Ooh, good. you know?
Yeah. Mike damn near blue.
So, he's a fucking joke at this point, dude.
Yeah.
You watch videotapes of him 5 years ago versus now, and it's like the fucking mental decline. But, you know, he's a spry guy. He's in his prime.
No, spry.
You know, whatever. I cannot fucking stand this administration. Whatever. All right, so, hey, let's get to the elephant in the room here.
All right.
How much time we got there, Lindy, to talk about Trump?
We're at 19 minutes, so.
Okay.
So, anyways. So, in case you lived under a rock and all
Trump.
Tuesday they released. Oh, wait, never mind. Tuesday, Trump got.
Indicted in Miami.
In Miami. Dude, I really expected all hell to fucking break loose. I really did. on espionage charges and. All this other bullshit charges related to the Mar-a-Lago raid. Now, before we get into it, what I was reading today somewhere was that Trump's thinking about releasing all those closed circuit television camera footage.
About the raid?
About the raid. And that the FBI's kind of like, fuck.
Why? Are they planting evidence? Is that what they did? I mean,
well, why would they request them to be turned off before they went in for the raid? I'd be like, yeah, no.
No. No, that's his protection against them.
Yeah.
So, all right. So what was he? He was charged with like 37 counts.
37 counts, yeah.
Of violating the Espionage Act and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a Wall Street Journal opinion column from a couple of days ago.
Okay.
Trump's boxes and Clinton's sock drawer.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I can't get into it. Damn it.
Why not? Oh, anyways. It's because one of those.
Yeah, here's the headline. It says, the Presidential Records Act allows a president to decide what records to return and what records to keep at the end of his presidency. And the National Archives and Records Administration can't do anything about it.
Uh-huh.
So here's a question. You got some administrator, unelected bureaucrat at NARA, uh-huh. saying, hey, these records belong to us. And rumor has it, there's two things specifically that he wanted for the National Archives that Trump didn't give up, which started this whole fucking mess.
Uh-huh.
That was the letter from Obama to Trump
uh-huh.
when he took over,
uh-huh.
and the letter from Kim Jong-un.
Okay, so which one's classified?
Neither. But then it got into Trump, and then, you know... Trump and his staff. Trump, you think Trump actually knows what was in those boxes?
No.
All his aides box this shit up,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And they take it to his house. So, and the presumption of, you know, the whole thing about this National Espionage Act, and they haven't taken into consideration is the Presidential Records Act kind of trumps that.
Mm-hmm.
That he took these documents. As soon as he takes these documents and he takes them back when he leaves office, as his personal records, they become his personal records and declassified.
Right.
So whether they have classification markings on them or not, they're presumptively declassified because he took them as his personal records.
Uh-huh.
And he could do that.
Yeah.
And he was working with them.
Mm-hmm.
They just didn't like the timeliness of it or how right. fast it was going. So this guy, who's probably a Trump hater,
mm-hmm.
goes to the DOJ and they file a subpoena. And it's just, this is totally political. And if anybody can't see this, but what they've done, they've just damaged this country, our judicial system.
Uh-huh.
They've turned us into a fucking third world country and banana republic.
Yeah. Because you don't, because this is what they do. Well, okay. So the other night, after the indictment,
mm-hmm.
some Fox News,
the producer, the Chiron.
Yeah, put the Chiron on that said, wannabe dictator,
right? Has he, opposition arrested.
Yeah. The guy no longer works for Fox, yeah. but he resigned.
Yeah.
He didn't get fired. He resigned.
Well, the pressure was on him. He's like, fuck you, I'm out.
I know. But he did it on purpose.
Yeah.
You know? Goddamn no. And it's right. He is a fucking wannabe dictator. Look at the okay. So,
okay, so we don't have time.
No, we don't have time.
But did you watch Tucker Carlson's?
Yes, I did. Yeah. When he talked about Who Day and Coup Day and the whole comparison to Hunter.
He did an entire 13-minute video on the wannabe dictator thing. And all the things that a wannabe dictator would do.
Uh-huh.
Which,
yeah,
Biden is doing every fucking one of them.
Yeah, he is a dictator. Well, he's not the dictator.
Whoever's pulling the strings is.
Yeah, Nancy and Chuck and all those guys.
Jake Sullivan, Susan Rice, who yeah. I guess recently quit, but I guarantee she's pulling it.
She's, yeah.
Obama's probably behind a lot of this shit.
Yeah, Obama wants to be king.
Right?
Yeah, he wants us to kiss his black fucking ass, and it ain't gonna happen.
So... You know, whoever's pulling the fucking strings, this government, this administration,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
The Biden-Harris, right?
Yeah.
This is as close a dictatorship in the U.S. that we've ever come. But Trump, you know, he's like, fuck it. He goes, this is the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
I get reelected.
Yeah.
Fucking, he's going to clean house, mm-hmm. and he's going to go after the Biden family. He's going to go after the Obamas, I guarantee. He's going to go after the Clintons.
He's gonna,
fuck it.
Yeah.
You want to see what a dictator looks like?
Yeah.
Part of me is like, part of me wants to see it.
I don't think it's a dictator, how he's going to do it. I think he just said that they opened up the fucking
Pandora's box. Yeah. And he's going to go after them with vigor. His DOJ, his fucking department.
Right.
He's going to have them all, if he wins.
Well, they should. Right. I mean, American people should demand it. Hillary Clinton deleted 33,000 emails, including secure emails.
Well, stuff that was under subpoena.
Yeah.
She destroyed devices, iPads, iPhones, Blackberries
yeah.
with hammers.
And bleach. Yeah.
Well, the bleach bit was a computer program that to make sure you couldn't double check the servers. It's called bleach bit.
Yeah, but still, it's the same. Oh, okay, whatever. Well, But she destroyed evidence.
But she destroyed evidence, exactly. The bottom line is she destroyed evidence.
Uh-huh. Obama is like, everything's coming out now on this guy.
Yeah.
And he it might be 50. Apparently he's gay, Gordon Decker.
And Michelle has a dick.
Yeah. Well, we saw that on the Oprah thing, right? When she was doing the aerobics.
Yeah, the little fucking, you can see it swinging. Yeah. And there's rumor that, you know, Malia and Sasha, which would be rightfully so, there's pictures of their real parents, and they look more like their real parents than they do these two.
What, they kidnap them? So anyways, so Jim Jordan was on CNN that night, right?
Okay.
He's talking to one of the CNN people. Apparently he just destroys her, which
okay,
doesn't...
Listen. Jim, I love Jim Jordan.
The baseless indictment of me by the Biden administration's weaponized Department of Injustice... will go down as among the most horrific abuses of power in the history of our country.
It is an extraordinary situation. The first ever U.S. president under federal indictment who could stand trial in the middle of his reelection campaign against a sitting president. The charges against Trump range from willful retention of national defense information to obstruction. And the indictment unsealed on Friday is detailed and stark, accusing Trump of illegally keeping highly classified government documents on America's nuclear secrets and military vulnerabilities, among others, in unsecured areas of his resort, and conspiring with an aide who is also charged to hide some of those boxes from his own lawyers to prevent them from fully complying with a federal subpoena. Here with me is the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Jim Jordan. Thank you for joining me this morning, sir. So the indictment does say, thank you. The indictment does say, as I mentioned, the documents included U.S. defense, nuclear capabilities, potential U.S. vulnerabilities to a military attack. They were kept in unsecure areas like a bathroom, a ballroom, a bedroom. And the indictment says that Donald Trump lied to lawyers, his own lawyers, which resulted in false statements to the FBI so that he could keep those documents. Is all of that, any of that, acceptable to you?
Dana, the standard is clear. The standard is Navy versus Egan, a 1988 case, unanimous decision from the court that Justice Blackmun wrote the opinion, and it said the president's ability to classify and control access to national security information flows from the Constitution. He decides. He alone decides. He said he declassified this material. He can put it wherever he wants. He can handle it however he wants. That's the law. That's the standard. And Jack Smith can do all this 37 different counts or whatever he wants to do, but that doesn't change the standard that the Supreme Court in a unanimous decision said was that. He can classify and he can control access. He has the sole authority.
There you go. Dana Bash, CNN.
Dude. Hey, I'm Bridget.
As soon as he starts, she
expected a different. What did she expect?
Well, the thing is, they're all grasping at this like, well, yeah, it's Trump. Fuck Trump.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. What about Biden? Okay, Biden had how many fucking boxes in his fucking garage
that he took when he was a senator?
Right. So in order for him to even view these papers or whatever when he was a senator, he had to go to the skiff
right
to view him. How did he get him out of the skiff without fucking jamming him down his fucking panties?
Right. Well, so depending on the skiff, the thing is, okay, so I've had, obviously everyone knows my background. I've had access to classified documents, classified computers, classified information.
Uh-huh.
I had to go into a secure room.
Do you have any in your garage next to your Corvette?
None.
Okay.
You have a Corvette?
Yeah, exactly. Shut up. My wife doesn't know. Gone in, and actually, for me, I could only look at the stuff on the computer, right?
Right.
I could view it. If I had something that needed to be printed on there, I had to request the guy in charge of the skiff
right
to print it. I had to have a courier card to transport classified documents.
Right.
I had to double protect them so I couldn't see information. There's rules to transporting it also. Uh-huh. And then when I took it back to my office, so I had to sign it out then.
Right.
Saying I'm taking printouts, one printout of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I take it back to my office. I have to have a secure safe to store it in.
Right.
So there's ways to document, print, and handle classified and transport classified information,
right,
which I guarantee you Joe Biden didn't do if it ended up in his fucking garage.
Yeah.
Right?
Next to his Corvette.
But I know I, as Joe Snuffy Soldier, don't have access to classify or declassify information.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Right.
Donald Trump did as president. He could say, well, yeah, this is good.
Yeah.
But, this is not my personal information. It's declassified. I'm taking it home.
Yeah, and he doesn't have to sign any kind of fucking.
No, he doesn't.
No.
Put this over my personal piles. Declassified.
Yeah.
I'm taking that with me.
Yeah, he should have just fucking. The last fucking day, this is what he should have done. The last thing. And this would have eliminated all this, but then it would have gotten Biden off the fucking hook, too. Because he should have just declassified fucking everything, especially the Kennedy fucking files.
I thought those were declassified, man.
Well, they're not releasing them.
So.
Because, you know, they don't want you to know the CIA had the dude in the grassy knoll.
What Trump should have done is, like, requested the copies of those. Hey, yeah. I want to review those again. Yeah. These are declassified. Put them in my personal pile.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
But
and that might have been the reason why they wanted it.
Well, that was one. That could be one. But you know the other reason why they wanted it is because of that memo on January 19th, before he left office, declassifying. Did you see this?
No.
You didn't see them. He declassified everything with Crossfire Hurricane.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's a picture of the memo. January 19th, the day before he left office, declassified everything that Crossfire Hurricane into the investigation and spying on his campaign and his office. And they made one of those documents and that memo. But he kept copy. So,
well, that's it, then. That's what it was.
So it's so they're going after him.
Because Obama, that
implicates Obama.
Clinton, Joe again.
Brennan, Clapper, all the 51 fucking CIA agents, you know. That's the shit he needs to release right now. Because I guarantee he has copies of it.
Well, maybe that's what he's going to do.
Because
actually, no, he needs to hold on to those.
And just leak them out a little at a time. Whenever they try something, hey, what about this? Hey, what about this? You know, but then again, this guy, Jack Smith, we talked about it last week.
Well, okay, first of all, his wife was an Obama donor.
Right.
A Biden supporter.
She worked for the campaigns.
Yeah.
His mother-in-law, before she died, worked for George Soros.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, where's the fucking conflict of interest here? Anybody? Right. Anybody see it?
No.
It's like, holy fuck.
No. So, I mean, it's...
Jack Smith. Then have you seen that guy?
Yeah.
Looks like a commie. Yes, I said it here. You heard it here first, folks.
One of the guys that is running for president, the Republicans.
Which one?
I don't know, the Indian one.
Vivek Ramaswamy.
Yeah, he wanted everyone to vow whoever became ran and
won.
Got the nomination?
No, whoever became president, if they're Republican, to pardon Trump.
Yeah, well, Mike Pence said he... No, I don't know if I can do that. Yeah, because you're a turd. You don't have a snowball's chance in hell of even getting a nomination.
He's only 4% of the people in pollings, and Trump is 61.
Dude, well, I'm telling you right now, they pretty much just solidified Trump's fucking nomination.
Right.
So, let me play this, though. Okay. Lindsey Graham... George Stephanopoulos is a little fucking weasel.
Oh, dude. Well, he worked for... Clinton, right?
Yeah. So let me play you this clip from Lindsey Graham, who I think is another fucking weasel, but with George Stephanopoulos, okay?
Yeah, I want to punch him.
Well, here's what I believe. We live in an America where if you're the Democratic candidate for president, Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State, you can set up a private server in your basement to conduct government business, and when an investigation is had about your activity... No, let me finish.
But you didn't answer the question.
That was ridiculous. Well, yeah, I'm trying to answer the question from a Republican point of view. That may not be acceptable on this show. Yes, I don't like what President Trump did in certain aspects. I don't like that Joe Biden had classified information on the garage. I don't like that Mike Pence carelessly took classified information. I don't like any of that. But what I don't like is a system in America where the Secretary of State, who's a Democratic candidate for president, has people take a hammer to social media devices and break them apart, apply bleach bit to a hard drive to erase emails, allow classified information to get on a felon's computer, Anthony Weiner. You haven't even mentioned that. Most Republicans believe we live in a country where Hillary Clinton did very similar things and nothing happened to her. President Trump will have his day in court, but espionage charges are absolutely ridiculous. Whether you like Trump or not, he did not commit espionage. He did not disseminate, leak, or provide information to a foreign power or to a news organization to damage this country. He is not a spy. He's overcharged. Did he do things wrong? Yes, he may have. He will be tried about that, but Hillary Clinton wasn't. Your old boss committed perjury in a civil lawsuit, lost his law license, obstructed justice in a dozen ways, and he didn't get prosecuted. I know
he was impeached.
Well, he was impeached, but he wasn't prosecuted.
You've made your point.
you know, and I'm glad to see someone fucking finally shut the media down right
now. Well, and here's the other thing that Graham didn't talk about. The sock drawer. Your former boss had classified documents in his sock drawer that he claimed were personal documents. They were classified. They had classified markings. And he was allowed to keep them based on the Supreme Court said he could keep them. Why can't Trump?
Because he... And why? Because he said they were declassified, right?
Yeah.
That's all he said.
Yeah. So these are my... I declassified. These are my personal documents.
That what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Right.
Yeah.
So... It's good to see people pushing back on the media.
Yeah, especially that little turd nugget.
Yeah, well, the dude's like 4'1".
I know. Okay, so here's Trump.
Today we witness the most evil and heinous abuse of power in the history of our country. Very sad thing to watch. A corrupt sitting president had his top political opponent arrested on fake and fabricated charges of which he and numerous other presidents would be guilty. Right in the middle of a presidential election in which he is losing very badly. This is called election interference and yet another attempt to rig and steal a presidential election. More importantly, it's a political persecution like something straight out of a fascist or a communist nation. This day will go down in infamy, and Joe Biden will forever be remembered as not only the most corrupt president in the history of our country, but perhaps even more importantly, the president who, together with a band of his closest thugs, misfits, and Marxists, tried to destroy American democracy.
Absolutely. Here's some more from Trump's speech.
If the communists get away with this, it won't stop with me. They will not hesitate to ramp up their persecution of Christians, pro-life activists, parents attending school board meetings, and even future Republican candidates, which they do. We must end it permanently, and we must end it immediately. Now that the seal, so important, is broken. The seal is broken by what they've done. They should never have done this. This was an unwritten rule. You just don't. Unless it's really bad. But you just don't. But the seal is now broken. In addition to closing the border and removing all of the criminal elements that have illegally invaded our country, making America energy independent and even dominant again, and immediately ending the war between Russia and Ukraine, I'll have it ended in 24 hours. I will appoint a real special prosecutor to go after the most corrupt president in the history of the United States of America, Joe Biden, and the entire Biden crime family. Name a special prosecutor. And all others involved with the destruction of our elections, our borders, and our country itself. They're destroying our country. And when I'm reelected, and we will get reelected, we have no choice. We're not going to have a country anymore. I will totally obliterate the deep state. We will obliterate the deep state.
So you go after all these fucking CIA people. I know exactly who they are. Jake Sullivan, all these advisors.
They want to take away my freedom because I will never let them take away your freedom. It's very simple. They want to silence me because I will never let them silence you. They want you silent. And I am the only one that can save this nation because you know they're not coming after me, they're coming after you, and I just happen to be standing in their way, and I will never be moving. On November 5th, 2024, justice will be done. We will take back our country, and we will... make America great again.
Amen.
Dude, everything he just said gave me chills because it's right.
Yeah. But this whole thing right now is to tie his ass up during the election season.
Right. The whole purpose of that.
Yeah.
Well, I think that a judge ruled on Friday that the beginning of his trial will be January 1st.
January 1st of...
next year?
Next year.
Of 2024. So right in the middle of the heat of election season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's election interference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's his judge. I mean, he appointed that judge.
I
I think it was for New York.
Well, I heard New York paused everything because of the federal
charges.
Then
maybe it's Georgia. I don't know. But someone said January 1st.
So, but once again, they're you know, throw enough shit at the wall, see what sticks, is what they're doing. But everything they throw at him, we the people are not stupid. We what he is.
They think you are.
They think I am.
Yeah. They're like counting on you being stupid.
But we see what it is.
But see, look at who their party is. That dude, seriously, stop.
Yeah, that. They eat fucking Tide Pods. That's who their party is.
Right. So they're what? Stupid. So they think everybody's stupid. Oh, well, hey, the fire fucking followers are stupid. There's half of them stupid. Wrong. Yeah. Wrong. Oh, shit, we only got the stupid ones?
Fuck. So, anyways. You know what? We'll see. We'll see what happens.
So, you want to know, here's a Democrat talking about the fucking Democrats, all right?
Listen. You know, both parties have lost their way. And my party, the Democratic Party, has become the party of war. It's become the party of censorship. It's become the party of pharmaceutical companies, of, you know, the neocons, this very aggressive, belligerent foreign policy, forever wars, turning our backs on the American middle class, which is the only thing that sustains democracy. And the middle class has just been wiped out in this country, and nobody's talking about it. It's really, you know, and I think that's why, you know, Trump was so popular. Is he, you know, he was the one guy who's talking to those people. And, you know, and he's saying, and they're angry because nobody's listening to him. And Trump said, you know, I'm listening to you and I'm going to go break things for you. And they are angry and they want things to get broken.
He's right.
We are angry.
So let me ask you this.
Okay. That's a Democrat, people. That's not.
I'm going to throw something weird out
there. Wasn't that Kennedy?
Yeah, it was.
Yes.
What about a Trump RFK Jr. ticket?
That would be weird.
Nobody ever said it had to be the same party.
Well, it doesn't. Well, I've said Trump, Tulsi Gabbard.
Right. No. What?
I mean, I know Tulsi's now independent, but Tulsi is not well liked amongst the Democrats because they can't think for them fucking selves.
He's got some steam behind him with the Democrats right now. Well, his numbers are increasing
with a lot of Democrats. Because not all Democrats are fucking dipshits.
Right.
It's these extreme motherfuckers.
Right. So you got someone like Trump,
yeah,
who's speaking to the middle class.
Yeah.
You get someone like this on the left speaking to the middle class.
Their middle class.
Okay, well, don't get me wrong.
No, I know, but I'm just saying.
Middle class is middle class, right?
Okay, so, but these guys, okay, so.
But so both of them have policies,
uh-huh,
or ideas, policy ideas,
uh-huh,
that are geared towards improving the middle class,
uh-huh,
which will improve pretty much the lower class, all
of them. Yeah, right, all of them. Right. But here's my point. So Biden has this right now. And this is going to end. This is coming to an end here pretty soon. The student loan forgiveness bullshit, unless they fucking extend it again.
I don't think they can.
There's some middle class people in that student loan forgiveness. You know,
they're going to be pissed.
Yeah.
At Biden.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, I don't care. You know, and I don't care. Look, the thing is, I don't owe money for your fucking loan got to get paid.
But that's what I'm saying, though.
Yeah.
It is. Because, you know, Trump's not picking Pence again.
No. Well, yeah, Pence is done. Pence's career.
He's out. He's toast.
Kinzinger's career, done. Cheney's career, done. It doesn't matter who your fucking dad is. Your dad's a fucking fucktard.
Maybe she should go hunting with her dad.
So before we leave,
uh-huh,
what about the 20 Republicans that saved Schiff's ass?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We didn't talk
Massey
about that.
Massey was one of them.
I know.
Well, so was a guy from Arizona.
Yeah, the guy from...
One
Cisnero or whatever. He's from like the Sierra Vista area.
Yeah, but Massey went and on Twitter and he said if it did this, then he would vote for it, and it had it in there and he voted against it.
So a lot, what it was the $16 million fine. A lot of it was because they're trying to charge him $16 million.
For lying. He lied.
Why not? Because of his lies. How much money did we spend on taxpayer money? Right, because of his lies.
But on Twitter, he said if it had it in there, he would vote for it. And then it had it in there, and he voted against it. So he's lying, and they need to hold him responsible for that.
Well, him and everybody else. We need to hold the dude from Arizona. Even though he's not our district, fuck him. I don't care. He doesn't know when I contacted his fucking office. Well, I'm from the Sierra Vista, Tucson area.
Yeah.
I'm District 6.
So... The thing is, it's like she has refiled the motion to censure. I don't know what she's changed on it. Uh-huh. I don't know if she took the fines out.
Uh-huh.
But Luna's refiled it. She's refiling the motion to censure. I think it should have passed because, and make him pay the money. Why?
Yeah.
Because how much of my money did he fucking waste with all his bullshit lies when he knew they were lies?
Yeah. I want to file a motion that I get the fucking bitch slap that little fucking turd.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I'm number two.
Yeah. You know, fuck the $16 million. I'm going to hit that fucker so hard.
It'll be like that scene in fucking Airplane where everyone's slapping that fucking dude on the plane.
Yeah.
Psh, psh, or that.
Mm-hmm.
Jive turkey.
Yeah. Yeah. You think you're a little badass Adam Schiff? You're not, you know. You're from California, where the home of the U.S. Open right now. And I can't believe the PGA is fucking holding a fucking event there.
Yeah, so.
USGA or whoever the fuck it is.
USGA.
This country's...
It's a fucking joke, dude.
It's a joke. It is. And according to everything we've heard here today, they want to silence us.
Yep, and they don't want us to turn our pistols into guns.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because then we can just put any caliber in there we want. Damn, I wish it worked that way. I really do.
In the shape of
exactly. Hey, give me a cunt. I want to get a tank over here. Oh, let me just add this pistol brace here.
Let me add the pistol brace. Turns it into an M1.
Yeah. Look at that. What do you know? Fuck, it worked.
Why don't we just send these pistol braces to Ukraine and send them all the money?
Yeah, exactly.
They can have whatever the fuck they want. Yeah, they
Put six of them together, you got an F-15 or whatever.
They could win this war. Chuck, we just solved the world problem.
I know.
High five.
Dude, seriously, we'll just send them pistol braces. They can fucking do what they want.
Yeah, fucking, they could win everything.
That'd save us a lot of fucking money, too.
So is that what they dropped on Hiroshima? Just a few pistol braces?
Yeah, two. Identified as an atomic bomb. Yeah. Apparently, a pistol brace can identify as something now.
Well, if it can change a pistol into a gun, man, it's pretty dangerous.
I'm telling you.
So.
All right.
All right. I think we're getting told to stop. Yeah. All right.
And we're out of beer, so fuck it.
Yeah, I'm right. So, we're on Twitter at Did We Offend You, the letter U. We're on Too Social at Did We Offend You, and you can email us at didweoffendyou@gmail.com. Listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts, and please, what's it called? Subscribe. That's it. Please subscribe.
Send us money for beer, but
I'd say please share with your friends.
Or subscribe and share with your friends so we get some money. We're getting balled out of you, or blackballed, or whatever. So,
whatever.
You want money?
I
haven't cashed out yet. So
no,
no, we still got our money sitting there. I haven't. I'm holding out hope.
Is that going to be for the holiday special or something?
It could be. Yeah, that might be it. I'm holding out hope, but
please subscribe and pass it on.
Hey, I was going to say, you know what? Do it for the 4th of July. Or do we want to do an anniversary or 4th of July?
Let's do 4th of July because we always do. We always play the now 4th of July. It's going to be 4th of July. All
right, so we're cashing out soon.
We're cashing out soon, so get us back on the pay schedule, will you, please?
All right, man.
All right, thanks for listening, and we appreciate all you.